So we got up to the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. We're covering ground, Baruch Hashem. So the Gemara says, we were in the middle of the sugyas of Ibra Hashanah, of dealing with the Zmanei Hashanah, of controlling the leap year. And the Gemara now gets into more of the details. That's what the Gemara is going to get into. These are the sugyas of the where and the what, of how the and all the complexities of Ibra Hashanah, how what goes into it and what is considered. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, the end of the line, three words from the end, Tana Rabbanan. It's about 13 from the Zion of the Masoras Hashas. No, 10 lines up. 10 lines up. The end of the line, Yad Aleph Amid Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrinis hashana elim kein haisa tzricha mipnei adrochin umpnei agshamim. I'm sorry. Umpnei agsharim, right? Umpnei tanure epsachim. Umpnei golius yisrael shenekrumim koman. Vadain lo higiyu. So the Gemara says different necessities and different cases that Chazal would take, that the Beis Din would take into account to be ma'abrinis hashana. Meaning what? The drachim were messed up. The pathways to get up to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. The ksharim, the bridges, are eroding. The tanure psachim, the ovens from the weather started chipping away, and they're not going to be able to heat up the Pesach. Umpnei golos Yisrael shenekrumim koman, or because chas v'shalom, Klal Yisrael went into Golos, and they're no longer living in their homes, and it's going to be too difficult to make it in time for Aliyah L'Regel, Radayin Lo'igiyo. So the Gemara says, so those are all situations that Beis Din would actually be Ma'abiris Hashana. However, Avalo Mipnei Hashelek, just because you have a year like we had a few years ago, you know, just because you have tremendous snowstorms and it's difficult to walk, buy a snowmobile. You know, get some skis. You have to schlep up when it comes to the snow. And not because it's so cold, it's frigid outside. That is not an excuse that Beis Din would now be Ma'abiris Hashana. And not because Klal Yisrael suffered and went into exile, but there's a way you can get into exile, shalom akumim koman, but they weren't really eradicated from their old hometowns and their houses. It's just that they suffered tremendous they were conquered, and it was a bitter matzav, but they're still in the same area. Oh, I couldn't have timed it better. Beautiful. So Jerome asks such a earth-shattering question that the Gemara is sounding like this is the cheshbon. We don't take the thermometer out. We don't check the temperature. We feel bad if you had a big year. You know that you had to shovel a lot and your back's hurting probably from all that. But that's not going to be a consideration. But we're going to check the highways. We're going to check the pavements. We're going to check, and then we'll do Ibra Hashanah. So Jerome says, that's not true. That's not the classic Ibra Hashanah. And to make Jerome's question even stronger, let's flip the page and let's jump ahead. Let's cover some more ground. Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph from a base. Literally, I don't know, 20, 25 lines later, you just flip the page. In the middle of the dot, by the two dots. Yud Aleph from a base. Tana Rabbanan. A braisa. You want to learn Ibra Hashanah? Al shloisha dvarim ma'abrim es Hashanah. On three things, for three reasons, we make an a leap year. We add a month to the year. Ala aviv, v'al peres ha'ilon, v'al atkufa. That's basically what Jerome was just saying. It's a braisa. Ala Aviv, Rashi says, you need Shmoras Chodesh Aviv. You need to make sure that Pesach falls out in the right season. Some Rishonim say it means you have to make sure that there's Omer, that there's the crop that you're going to bring. That's a Rashi we're going to learn later. That Bishla HaTvua, that there was enough of the seasons that now the wheat was now ripened. Valpeir Sa'ilon, that's another reason. So you have Bikurim, fruits for Shavuos. Or if just you have to line up the solar calendar with the lunar calendar, the Tkufa is what follows the solar calendar. There's the Tkufas Tishrei and the Tkufas Nisan, and you have to make sure that the Yamim Tovim fall out in the right Tkufa, and you have to align the solar calendar with the lunar calendar. And Rashi says there are psukim about this. Rashi diramaskal ala aviv im lo bishla tvua ma'abrim, if the wheat the crops did not ripen ma'abrim, so we add an extra month. Why the kruksiv? The pasuk says b'chodesh aviv. It has to be b'chodesh aviv, right? And the tkufa also the Rashi gives the nafkula mikrola kamon bein al tkufas tevish nimchas mana. They're psukim for all these halachas. Fine, that's the end of the brisa. So number one, Jerome saying, isn't that the main reason? Isn't that the main source of Avaras Hashana based on the solar calendar and the lunar calendar? Number two, it's a Gemara. The Gemara is just saying, by the way, you want to know why Ibra Hashana exists? When do they take into account Ibra Hashana? For three reasons. What? Peres Eilon, Tkufa, to align the solar and lunar calendar, and what? Aviv. Whatever Aviv is. We'll learn that later. Tvua, whatever it is. But how do these two prices jive?
I think this is the first Tnai. Then you have to go.
This is the first Tnai. Let me read you the Gemara again. Tana Rabbanan. Ein me'abrin es Hashana. I'm sorry. I read the wrong Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Ein me'anrin es Hashana. You ready, Adi? Translate this for me from Hebrew. Elim kein hoista tzricha. Mada elim kein. I'm being very rigid over here. You have a necessity. Yeah. And only with this necessity. Yeah. It's not true. It's not true. And Adarabba, if I tell you another Braisa, the Braisa says, you want to talk Ibra Hashana? I'm not even going to say what's a necessity. Three things. These things don't jive. The Braisas don't read straight. The Braisas are problematic. Yeah,
yeah, this one's not talking about Mizagolas. It's talking about Manavais.
So now I have a question for you. What you're touching on is going to be probably a shir on its own. But if we're taking into account going back to Eretz Yisrael, and we're taking into account Tanuri HaPesach, wouldn't you think that that's the Zman HaBayis? It might be that there's a ghost. It might be that we dealt with a difficult year and we were persecuted, but there's something that we're coming back for. So I would think that the pashtus in the Gemara is still aliyah l'rega, unless you're telling me a chiddush that you want to be mechadish, which the Maariv Chiyus in Maseches Nedarim wants to be mechadish, and that there's aliyah l'rega even b'zman hazeh. That's a big chiddush coming from this brisa. Could be. We're going to have to remain seen. But if you would want to say your pshat, that's something that you would have to say, that I'm being mechadish, that there's a mitzvah of aliyah l'rega now. Not that's the chiddush of the Maariv Chiyus. The Gemara never says that. There's a Gemara Nedarim that's mashma that, but kimat most of the poskim think that there's no mitzvah of aliyah l'rega l'zman hazeh. There's an inyan, there's something, but it's but to say mamish there's aliyah l'rega without a beis hamikdash is a big question. Yeah, Eitan. So this is a question. This is something that we're going to have to work on to try to resolve. But just to open up the sugya dealing with these two brises, so the question really gets further and digs a little deeper. Bishlama, the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph from Abayz, Rashi has psukim that the Torah tells us Shmoras Chodesh Aviv, or it has different psukim to tell us about the Tvua, about the solar calendar. Fine, so that's how I understand Iber working. the Rosh Hashanah works because the Rabbeinu Shalom said that the calendar can't exist if the solar and lunar calendar are not going to align, or if you're not going to have what's needed for the Chadashim, what's needed for the Yamim Tovim, you're going to need Chodesh Aviv. So that's already built into the system of the Torah, is the concept of Yibra Hashanah. Suddenly, there's a bad highway, there's a ditch in the road. This year, so Beis Din now decide, we're going to be Ma'aber Hashanah. How did that happen? Rabbi Isai, how does Beis Din have the right now to be Ma'aver Hashanah? And if you think that that's not such a big question, Beis Din has a right. What's the problem? Beis Din can do whatever they want. Beis Din can kill someone. Rabbi Isai, if you don't have what Rashi presents to you on the Amud Beis of Al Shloisha Dvarim Hashanah Ma'averes, if that's not built into the system, then you're going to have a serious problem. Because what does Ibra Hashanah tell us? Ibra Hashanah tells us we're going to delay. We're going to have two Adars. Mimela, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be eating chametz on Pesach. And according to the Rabbeinu Shalom's calendar, and according to what's supposed to be happening biblically, so then what should be? You're not allowed to do that. So there better be a very good reason why they're being Ma'aber Hashanah, and not only a very good reason. They better have the right to be Ma'aber Hashanah, and I better find a mucker for them to be Ma'aber Hashanah. Say if you're talking about sonar seasons, and things that deal with the Aviv that Rashi says b'psukim for al shloisha dvarim hashanah mu'beres, that's something I could live with. That the Rabbeinu Shalom built in his yearly system that there are going to be times that Beis Din now have to just follow the seasons, follow the agriculture, and therefore push off a month. Good, that's not going to violate any yisurim. But Rabbi Isai, just because of a crack in a road, just because of a tzairach, what's going on over here? How do they have the heter over here? So comes along the Yad Ramah, and the Yad Ramah is backed into the wall, and he, as well as other Rishonim, the Yad Ramah says there must be a halacha l'maisha m'sinai telling us that there are certain reasons that work for Ibaris Hashanah. So when you are talking about this Brisa on Amud Aleph, don't think that these are arbitrary reasons. These are dinim min haTorah said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai that these were the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you you have a heter min haTorah to now be Ma'aretz Hashanah. And now the chilukim and the brisa is unbelievable. There's a distinction between sheleg, between a snowy year, and between a crack in the road on a level of the Oraisa of the Yad Ramah. Where does Tosfos address that issue?
Doesn't he say that the
whole thing with which Tosfos are you in? Tosfos addresses the two brises issues. Yeah, but we're not up to that Tosfos yet. We're going to get up to that Tosfos. Tosfos is not addressing what the heter. Tosfos is addressing why there's a split up between brises, and Tosfos addresses a third brisa that we didn't even get to. So when we get up to there, but Tosfos is going to be very relevant. Yeah.
I'm not concerned about what you just
said. Why?
Because
beautiful. That's exactly where I wanted you to go. Excellent. So Leo says, Yad Ramah, I don't need any halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I don't need any chidushim. And there are other rishonim that even don't even say halacha l'moshe m'sinai. They have drushas to teach us these dinim. Says Leo, very simple answer. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. I'm going to tell you what Leo means. He says, the Torah says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us beferish, and this is the Gemara we spoke about last week with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, that they had a debate when should be the right day, and Rabbi Yeshua vehemently disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel, and we made him listen to Rabbi Gamliel, and we explained last week that the real upshot of that Gemara is because Rabbi Gamliel at that time was the Nasi, and he was forced to listen to the Nasi based on the Gemara that we learned last week, and the Rishonim that we explained. But they told Rabbi Yeshua, and don't worry, even if his calculation is wrong, what's the halacha? It's lachem. Atem afilu shogigen. Atem afilu meziden. Atem afilu mutem. Whatever Beis Din says in the world of Zman, in the world of Rosh Chodesh, in the world of Moyadin, says Leo very correctly, that is cha. So therefore Leo says, very simple. And it's not only Leo. Look at the Chidushi Aran on our Gemara. He disagrees with the Yad Ramah. says the Chiddush Aran in the Chiddush Aran, the top source, it starts at the bottom. We squeezed it in, Baruch Hashem. Ein Ma'abrinus Hashana, it starts at the bottom of the first of the three columns. Advarim Shebishvilam Atzricha Atayra Lasos Ibrahim Shloisha. There are three reasons that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam required Ibras Hashana. And which ones are? Behem b'pnei atkufa shekagel sukos yeah, b'tkufas tishrei, b'nivshku tufas tamos, ad tezayin yom l'chodesh tishrei, ma'abrin zoshana, shenemar chaga osif tkufas hashana. One is the seasons. U'mipnei ha'oviv, shenekadish chodesh nisim, b'zman shatzvua yizchul esbashel. We have to make sure that Pesach is in the right time, the oviv. U'mipnei peris ha'ilon for shvuas, that we have to make sure we have fruits. Those are the three reasons that the Torah says you're ma'abras hashana, exactly like Jerome started off with. Aval, elu dvarim she'amru kan, says the Ran. So ask Jerome, ask the Ran, so what's with our b'raisa? Mipnei agsharim u'mipnei adrochim, for the bridges and the pathways. Ein yonin she'mistaklim b'hen beizdin, she'ein simonim kvuin. This is not always kavua. Ella biderech mikrahin ba'im lefamim. Sometimes you have a crack in the road. Sometimes you have highways that collapse. Va'atam b'zev, she'afal pi she'asimonim she'aibur tolem b'em hem yaduin, afal pichin mosru ha'kosev lebezdin, kididarish mosar lohem kiddush ha'chodesh, kedamrina b'rosh Hashanah, atem afilu shoygim, atem afilu mizinim, atem afilu mutim. Ein lumoides ella elu. Upamim shashana tzayet tzrichulis aber b'pnei asimon m'shamarnu v'yisur rishus la'achar ha'ibur ad hashana acheres k'dam rinu l'kamon ein ma'abnes hashana b'shnei marav. So says the Ran, it's very simple. You're right, there's no mokher menatayra, there's no halach l'mosh b'dinai, there's no pasuk. But what? When it comes to kiddush ha'chodesh, when it comes to the union of kiddush ha'chodesh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave the regulation within the hands of Beis Din, even if it's not warranted. So it's basically what they want. I'll close my books. It's all dependent on you. Very good. So now my question is, what's with the Yad Ramah? Why did the Yad Ramah think that you need Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai? Why did some Rishonim think that you need a drasha to learn out the tzrachim for these halachos of the ksharim and the drachim? But according to what he's saying, what the Ran and Leo's saying, now you understand why they're two different brises. Now you understand why they're two different brises. And also to add on, the Rabbeinu Yoiner has a beautiful diak. What I was giving Adi a hard time about, if you look at the lashon of the Braisa, Ein minas hashbrana elim kein haisa tzricha b'fnei adrochim. In the situation of tzarochim, these are the tzarochim. If you want, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, to be ma'aber because of a tzarech, these are the tzarochim that you are going to be ma'aber for. That's this Braisa. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, but when you flip the page and you learn Ibrat Hashana from the other Braisa, that's not an option. That's a chiyuv. You are obligated. That's built into the system. We got a line. We got to make sure. There's Paris Ha'ilon over here. There's Chodesh Ha'aviv. We got to make sure that the tkufas line up. This is not optional. This is no deliberation in the Bezdin about this. You better be ma'aviv. Oh, if you want to be ma'aber b'pnei atzorech, you want to discuss the necessities, what's happening with Klal Yisrael, the roads, these are the tzorochim that you should discuss. So that now fits within the idea similar to the Ran's idea. But basically, these tzorochim are all made up by the rabbis. Yeah, Ethan.
Why is that not acceptable?
Oh, beautiful kasha. Beautiful kasha. So Itai asks, if it's just tzarachim, and really we're relying on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah by Kiddush HaChodesh, that says, Atem afilu shoygim, atef afilu mutim, excellent, we're getting there. But all the Ran says is the pasuk of Kiddush HaChodesh.
That's
Atem. That's the only, there is no... Oh, no, not. Yeah, it's a tikkur osam. But it's all Kiddush HaChodesh. It's all the moados that are based on Kiddush HaChodesh. But there is no Gemara that talks about Ibra Shana. The Ran just made up a Gemara. He made up his own Gemara. Why? Because of this. Because he was bothered by our questions. But if so, Itai is asking a question. I understand. One of the things that are included in that Gemara Rosh Hashanah by Kiddush HaChodesh and by the Mo'ados is Afilu Mutim. So Sheleg's worse than that. You're right. You had a snow year. Come on, get some, put some skin in the game. Stop being lazy and get up to Yerushalayim, even though there's snow. Why? Let the Bezdin side with me, even if they're mistaken. What's going on over here? So Itai's saying, so maybe it doesn't apply because we shouldn't have any limitations on our idea. And I'll ask a further kasha to make Itai's question even stronger. Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis has a fascinating story. We're not going to be able to go through the story fully. Chizkiah messed up. Chizkiah tried to be Ma'aber Zashana, and he, because of the all of Klal Yisrael were Tamei at that time, and he was Ma'aber the wrong time. The Gemara says, the less, the halacha is that you're only allowed to be ma'aber adar. Chizkiah was ma'aber zashana even once Nisan started. Once Nisan starts, you're not allowed to be ma'aber. Chizkiah didn't realize that, and Chizkiah was ma'aber, and Chizkiah was mevakesh slicha, the Gemara says, because he was ma'aber the wrong day. I'm asking on Chizkiah, if the halacha is atem afilu shogim, if the halacha is atem afilu mutim, so what is he mevakesh slicha on himself? So l'chora, you see again another raya. Number one, the fact that not all tzarachim are taken into account, that sheleg is not listed, and all these other reasons are not listed, and are not included in the tzarachim. Number two, who cares what Chizkiah did if he did it the wrong thing? There's no rules and regulations. You can do whatever you want, Chizkiah. So why are you asking slicha on yourself? And this is. Oh, beautiful. Excellent. So this is Tosfos Kasha. What? Meaning it's a limit. It's a limitation. Oh. So listen. So this is Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah's Kasha. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah asked my kasha. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah is talking about a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says Levi walked from Eretz Yisrael, or a town near Bavel, closer to Eretz Yisrael, into Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. And Levi saw them eating. And Levi said, Yom Shutnas, it's Yom Kippur. And the Gemara's and they said, what are you talking about? It's the 11th of Tishrei. It's not the 10th of Tishrei. He says, you didn't hear? We were Ma'aber the Shana. We were Ma'aber the Chodesh. So Taisus says, yeah, but it was Chal, and it didn't. Taisus first gets into Tchum issues. How was he able to walk there? Must have been close by. Taisus is dealing with that at the top of the Daf. And then Taisus says, well, one second. Why was it even chal? So this taisus, the big machlokes of Shanim, this taisus has a big chiddush. This din of atem afilu shogim, atem afilu mezidim. Bavel made a mistake. Bavel did not get the memo, and taisus holds it was still chal, and Yom Kippur for Bavel was the 10th of Tishrei that year, which clearly assumes this is a big tosfos in Shas. Tosfos is on his own on this one. Tosfos assumes that the din of Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mezidim could be differentiated between each town. Means we can have a Yom Kippur in Fairlawn that's different than a Yom Kippur in Oklahoma. That could be different because they didn't get the memo. And they kept Yom Kippur on the 10th day. So Tosfos, the halacha of Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mutim applies. So now Tosfos, it's not relevant for us, the whole Tosfos, but if you skip to the bottom of the Tosfos, right where the parentheses, the top tesis in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph, Min Aleph, Loi domi nami, right in the top of Yud Beis and Beis. He quotes our Gemara. Loi domi nami la Ahuda perakama de Sanhedrin. Shebike chizkiya rachme malatzmo. Dechsiv ki ochlu atza pesach below kakosuv. The pasuk was darshaning that they were eating the pesach in a wrong way. And the Gemara says, what did he do? What was the whole story there? He was ma'abris hashana on the 30th of Adar. The 30th of Adar, since it potentially could be Nisan, that is already too late to be ma'abris hashana. Chizkiah said, no, it's Adar. I don't hold of this board of Hall of a Roy Lekovo Nisan. Nisan didn't start yet. That was what the whole pilpul and the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. So ask Tosfos, V'loyamrinan, but why didn't the Gemara just say, Atem afilu shoygim, Atem afilu mezidim? So says Tosfos something cryptic. Mishum deloy shayach ela kigon yom lamed o yom lamed aleph, kishakovin be'echad me'am rosh chodesh, lechasro, Ola Abro, Shalokedin, Alpi Edus Sheker. Again, what did he say? Because the din of Atem Afilu Shoygim, this halacha, that rabbis can't make mistakes when it comes to these halachos of Chodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh, says Tosos, it only applies to 30 or 31. Kishikovim Be'echemer and Rosh Chodesh, that Bezin is deciding, are we going to make 30 Rosh Chodesh or are we going to make 31 Rosh Chodesh? L'chasro la'abro, shalokedin, o al piyei d'sheker, that you could do it for whatever reason, even shalokedin, even if you made a mistake, or if you got false testimony. That's the halacha, atem afilu shogim, atem v'amidim, but it's only, says Tosos, on 30 or 31 for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's all Tosos says. Now, what did Tosos mean? Comes... Why? What do you mean? About which day? That was just whether there's still a mitzvah for Beis Din to announce whether or not there's Rosh Chodesh. That's not whether or not that we never discussed until today the din of Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mezidim. Right. So now the question is, what does Tosfos mean?
Basically, it's not applying to Shana Mobel.
Oh. So Adi reads Tosfos very simply. That's what you were saying? Tosfos is saying, it only applies to 30 and 31, and it doesn't apply to Ibra Hashanah. If you're reading Tosfos correctly, Adi, so you have a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah that basically just said that our Chidushe Haran in our Gemara is wrong. Right? I think you might be right. Exactly. No, that's exactly. Tosfos asked the kasha. What's the story with Chizkiah? Why do you say the din of Atem Afilu Shogim Atev Amizidim? So Tosfos is very vague. Tosfos doesn't, he's a lot of words. Tosfos should have just said what Adi is saying. You don't say Atem when it comes to Ibra Hashanah. That's it. Zehu. And Tosfos just said, played out every step. Lamed, Lamed Aleph, with Eidah Sheker, this and that. You could have just said it very simply. And that's exactly the Chiddush of the Tzlach in Mesechus Brachus and Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Tzlach, don't compare Ibra Hashanah to Kiddush HaChodesh. When it comes to Ibra Hashanah, there is no din of Atem Afilu Shoygin, Atem Afilu Mezidin. But Rabbi Sai, I'm ruining for you the Tzlach. The Tzlach has such a beautiful drasha over here in the end of Brachus. Why is it Bechlal in the Gemara of Brachus? So I'm going to tell you why it's in the Gemara of Brachus. The Gemara in Brachus says the following. You have to do Ibur Hashanah where? You have to do Kiddush HaChodesh, says Tosfos, says the Gemara in Brachos, in Yerushalayim. How do you know? The Gemara in Brachos quotes a pasuk that we're very familiar with, Ki mitzion te tisor. From Tzion, from Yerushalayim, is where Torah is Yotze. That's the Tzlach. It's a very strong statement to say Ki mitzion te tisor. That's a little bit of, a little bit of insensitivity towards Fair One. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're trying over here. We're trying to learn some Torah. Oh, only in Yerushalayim can be seen. That's the Tzlach Gaza. V'yesh l'daktik. You see in the bold-faced print on top of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh l'daktik. V'otu davka chishuv chadashim v'ibra Hashanah nikra toira. V'imonu mefarshim posuk zeh b'davkim kein kol ha-toira loitzeitze yele mitziyo. It first of all says the Tzlach is chodesh and zman and ibra Hashanah. Is that the only thing that's called toira? You're going to call it kimitziyam teitze seira? And furthermore, since when does Yerushalayim get all the credit? We're trying to learn over here. Veraisi quotes different mefarshim that try to say, yeah, really, the Zman is all the Torah, and he skips. I'm going to cut time. The Dvar of Tmum to the end of the paragraph. Says the Tzlach. Listen to what the Tzlach says. Unbelievable, Yisuf. Olchein nirul ani as daiti. The bechlolos haTorah loy shayach litloisa b'makom. Says the Tzlach, when it comes to the rest of Kol Torah Kula, it's not shayach to be koveya Torah and link it to an area. Torah is applicable everywhere, at all times, in all places. With one exception, he says, mitzvah hatulis ba'aretz. But v'atorah einu mishtanis, the Torah never changes. Ha'osir v'amotir, ha'tor v'atome on the top of the small print, reish chavbiz, ha'chiyu v'apotir, lo yishtanim mimokom lamokom. It's not going to change from every place. Zulas klasas mitzvah hatulis ba'aretz, with the exception of mitzvah hatulis ba'aretz. If you're going to talk about Hazakim Mamre, that's only in Yerushalayim. So you're going to call all of Torah that? Hatar ba'amuter nishar mitarasu ba'atero. Afilum yor amora behevech ba'aras amora urak lo'odia echu din Torah. V'lachin lo shayach lo kviyas makom milvad Hazakim Mamre. There's specific reasons why the Hazakim Mamre needs a specific place. You know, chayav alam rasa alim kein amora keneged yoshvei lishkas agadzis. So it says the Tzlach, it can't be. So therefore, says the Tzlach, he goes on to say, Umasha Amru, and that which the Gemara says, Sha'afilu Amru al Yaminu small. The Chazal tell us that even if rabbis tell you on right which is left and left which is right, Hainu Shafilu Niralacha, says the Tzlach, don't misunderstand the drasha of Chazal. That means if you understand it to be, your perception is that the rabbi is mixing right and left and left and right, you should still keep and follow the rabbi. But it can't be Avalim Haim Asmum Khalilish Yomra Yamin Smol, but if they actually made a mistake, the rabbis. There's halacha that Beis Din has the ability to make a mistake. Beis Din does make mistakes, and if they admit that they made a mistake, then they do something wrong. So don't tell me kimitzion takes a story is because of the halacha of al yamin shu small. Because if it's wrong, it's wrong. So don't tell me that the Beis Din Agodol is the only area that Torah is yotze. Aval b'chidush chadoshim, when it comes to the months, chidshu lanu ha-Torah, the Torah was mechadesh, atem afilu shoygigim, atem afilu mutim, atem afilu mezidim, b'zesh shayach lomer, kimi tzion teitzei sera. Zot the Tzlach, poetry. He says, you know what kimi tzion teitzei sera is? It's exactly what the Gemara Darshan's over there. That you need Yerushalayim for what? For Kiddush Chadoshim. Why is that called Kimitziyam Teitzei Seira? Because that is an area of halacha that is totally given and governed by Beis Din. Atem afilu shoygim, atem afilu mutim, atem afilu mezidim. Whatever the halacha is, even Yamin Shu small, it's yours. Even if it's dead wrong, it's yours. It's Kimitziyam Teitzei Seira. What makes it the Torah? Mitziyam Teitzei Seira. A brand new Torah, a brand new halacha, a fabricated halacha. Full of flaws. However, says the Tzlach, an unbelievable deal. That's for what? Kimitziyam Teitzei Seira is what? Is the source for what? That in Yerushalayim, you need the Beis Din to be Koveya Kiddush Chadosh. Unbelievable. Look at the Gemara in Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, by the Gimel of the Rambam. Ein ma'avretz Hashana ela b'Yehuda. We need to find out about the location for Ibra Hashana.
The Mebru Begalmu Beres Heir Chananin Yishono. Chananin Yishono took a further step and said, what? Imebru Begal Einim Uberes. You go outside Yehuda, outside of Yehuda, you want to be Ma'aber in the Gaol? It doesn't work. It's got to be in Yerushalayim. It's got to be in Yehuda. How do you know? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Breder Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, my time at the Chananin Yishono. What's the reason of Chananin Yishono? Rabbi Yisai, what would I answer if I were the Gemara right now without reading the next line? We just said. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra Leshachnei Sidrashu Basa Shoma Kol Drish Hashata Derish. Anything you want to be Derish, Lo Yehel Beshachna Shomakum should only be in Yerushalayim, in the Shechna Shomakum where there's extra Ashras Hashchina. Rabbi Yisai, this is not my kasha. Look to the bottom of the Tosis on Yud Aleph Amabes. Three lines from the end. Frek Tosis Akasha. Vikoshek Tzat! Tibbrok is not the one. Me the 50 mitzio teitzei seira. The hocha ma'isim l'shach nesidrashu. And guess what? Tosis pen ran out of ink. You know why Tosis pen ran out of ink? He didn't have an answer to this kasha. A bomb kasha steer in the Gemaras. Zok the halig at slach. I have a teretz steer kasha. Ibra shona and kiddush achoidesh is not one halacha. There are two different avenues. And now I'm going to tell you a chiddush says at slach. There's only one area of halacha that has a din of kimitzion teitzei seira that you can fabricate and change the Torah. That's kiddush hakodesh. That's the din of atem afilu shogim, atem afilu mezidim. Aye. If so, why do you need a second puzzle? Ibra Shana doesn't have the din of atem afilu shogim. So Ibra Shana needs a new marker. Can't have a phrase that sounds like you're making a new Torah, because that halacha doesn't apply to Ibra Shana. So therefore you need a Lashachnos Sidrashu. So therefore the Tzlach goes on and he explains. And that's exactly what Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah meant, says the Tzlach. When Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah went on to say that what? That Chizkiah had to ask Mechila on himself and said all these words that we weren't sure. Lama, 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 said exactly what Adi said. It means, very simply, could have said it more concise. It could have said, it applies to Kiddush HaChodesh. Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't apply. Lamed Lamed Aleph. It doesn't apply to Ibra Shana. This is the Shita of the Tzlach. But I don't have it in the copies because it ran out of ability to bother Adi. So there were too many sources over here. But Rabbi Yisai, we'll just say it outside. Maybe we'll have a chance to read it next week. But I want to go Vaitze because I want to cover ground. Rabbi Yisai, this Tzlach is debated in Mitzvah Dalid with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch disagrees with this Tzlach. The Minchas Chinuch says he disagrees with him. And you ask the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asked Arkasha. Minchas Chinuch didn't have any money. Minchas Chinuch didn't even have any money to write his Minchas Chinuch. Remember my father told him, when you think about a Minchas Chinuch, when you go through a Minchas Chinuch, you see the godless of Minchas Chinuch, think about the fact that he didn't have any of these farm. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have all these footnotes that can say now, oh, this idea of the Minchas Chinuch is exactly like a Chubas HaRadvaz here, and a Chidush HaRan in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph, it's exactly what the footnote says over here. Rabbi Yisai, the Minchas Chinuch said on his own, he was going through the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and he went through the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he was complying all the Gemaras. He says, Mipnei Aksharim, For the cracks in the road, for the bridges. How's this chal? There's psukim for Aviv, for Tzkufa, for the Brais on Amadeis. But this, Asim and Chasinuch, in Lomdisha terms, Ein Koyach HaChachamim Lachar Dovim Ratzayim Rekum Be'esei. They can't make chametz and say that it doesn't exist. That's a violation of the Torah. The rabbis don't have that Torah ability. Says the Minchasinuch, Ela Mikushyos, Michoymer Akushyo, it has to be that what? Any Tzorech works. And really, Atem Afilu Shoygin works, and that's what grants them the ability on a level of Doraisa. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you're gonna ask me, Itai's Kasha, why doesn't Sheleg work? Why doesn't all these other things work? Says the Minchas Chinuch, the rabbis themselves says, this is not gonna be a good reason. In theory, Minatayra Sheleg should have worked, because through the ruling principle that's granting Chazal the ability to now make Ibra Hashana, Atem Afilu Shoygin doesn't matter what the reason is. But you know what? They stopped it. They stopped it. They limited it. They decided Shelig is a lazy reason. They had their reasons. And that's what Minchas Chinuch said. Built in, they weren't able to do it. Okay, so that's going to take care of this Gemara. But says the Minchas Chinuch, and I'm disagreeing with my Chaver, with the Tzlach, and I disagree, and I think that Atem Afilu Shoygin applies even to Ibra Hashanah. And he didn't have a Chidush Aran to back him up. Later on, when we got the Chidush Aran, we realized that this was already Amachloikis Rishonim, Rabbeisai. Now when you read our Braisa, and you say, what's the heter, what's the matter for all these tzarachim, for all these necessities, for bridges, for drachim, for all these made-up reasons that Congress just decides that year, oh, this is a good reason. Business is doing well. We want to delay things for a year. We don't want people to have to take a week off for Pesach vacation, and this is, it's not going to be good. And then HaTorah, that would work according to the Minchas Chinuch. How's that possible? So the Yad Ramah, in his explanation, this Gemara without explaining, says, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Ran says no, Atam Apilu Shoygim, and they don't even address each other. Comes out, thousands of years later, we see it's a Machloikas and Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach. Hundreds of years later. Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach. Hundreds of years later, the same exact Machloikas. What's the Machloikas? How to deal whether or not Ibur HaShon and Kiddush HaChodesh are on the same track. Is there one halacha dealing with all of Zman in halacha? Zman was granted to Beis Din, and that's the shita of the Minchas Chinuch, and that's the shita of the Chiddush Aran, but the Tzlach disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch, and the Tzlach has many rayas, and therefore he has to obviously pin himself on the Chiddushim of the Yad Ramah over here. There has to be some other mucker, there's some other source that's going to grant you permission over here when it comes to Ibur HaShonah, because it doesn't follow exactly like Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rabbi Sai, this Machlokes Rishonim on our Gemara is an unbelievable Machlokes Achronim, but now we have to register this throughout our Limud as we go weiter. Now we have to learn every halacha, and we have to look at it from two wavelengths. Do you view all the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShonah all connected? Or do you say that they're different, and therefore we're going to have to learn the Gemaras in light of this Machlokes? The final question that I want to just address, which is what Itai asked, why, and Itai said beautifully, which is what the Minchas Chinuch says, I explain to you that the reason why the Gsharim and the Drachim is because they limited, the rabbi said, this is not a good reason, but why did Chizkiyah have to ask Mechila for himself? So he explains exactly what Itai said. And that's the pshat in Tosis and Rosh Hashanah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Tosis in Rosh Hashanah is not a raya to the Tzlach. We read the Tosis in Rosh Hashanah because we were duped by Adi. Adi said, what Tosis in Rosh Hashanah says, why does an Atam Apilu Shoygim apply to the case of Chizkiyah when he was Ma'aber on the 30th day, that it was Roy Lakovo Nisan? So Tosis says in the answer in Rosh Hashanah, he says, because it wasn't Lamed or Lamed Aleph, which the din of Atam applies to. So we summarized that answer and we said, oh, you know what that's saying? It's exactly what the Tzlach is saying. And the Tzlach brings this as a proof that Atam Afilu Shoygim only applies to Chodesh. It doesn't apply to Ibur HaShonah. Says in Minchas Chinuch, there's no Tosis that says that. That's not what Tosis meant. It's exactly what Itai said earlier. All Tosis was saying, it only applies on Lamed or Lamed Aleph when what? When you're still playing in the bowl game. When you're still going within the rules and regulations, within the framework of Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibur HaShonah. What would happen if a rabbi would now walk in and say, I'd like to be Mekadesh Es HaChodesh Balayla? What? And we say, are you crazy? Ein Mekadesh Es HaChodesh Balayla. It's a din. We learn Ein Mekadesh Es HaChodesh Balayla. So I say back to him, Atem Afilu Shoygim. Atem Afilu Mizim. I'm in control. I'm the one who's Koveya. So the Minchas Chinuch says, is anyone going to grant him the ability to do that? Absolutely not. You have the ability to have it within the rules and regulation when you could be Koveya the Chodesh in the Yom. If it's not a good reason, it's still Chah. So if you're already past the time frame, you already missed, it's not Lamed or Lamed Aleph like Tyson is saying. It's already past, it's already a day that could be Nisan. So that's why Chizkiyah had to ask Mechil on himself. Not because we're learning Tosis that Atem doesn't apply to Ibur HaShonah. Atem does apply to Ibur HaShonah. As long as it's a Zman, that's Koveya, Ibur HaShonah. As long as it's a Zman, like Yom, that's Koveya, Kiddush HaChodesh. So says the Minchas Chinuch, that Tosis that the Tzlach thought was a Raya to him, I learned the Tosis a different pshat, and therefore we have this ongoing Machloikas, this Machloikas Rishonim, this Machloikas Achronim, whether or not Ibur HaShonah, Kiddush HaChodesh is all the same wavelength, whether or not can rabbis make a mistake when it comes to the concept of Ibur HaShonah. Yeah. On Lamed, and the Gemara says it was wrong because it was Roy Lakovo Nisan.